The first time I saw one of my parents cry is embedded like a silicone computer chip in my soggy brain. It glints with aluminum and copper wire, sparks even when everything else around it decays. When I die and am burned to a crisp, not on a funeral pyre high in the winter sky, but in the incinerator at the French mortuary, and my name is lost to everyone except the wind, who still tells a few of my more embarrassing stories, the chip will remain. I hope that I'm not left in some cardboard cylinder with crime tape around it, like I saw at a patient's house. The cylinder with grandma in it sat amongst an array of dusty tequila bottles that seemed to be more love than her. No, you're telling me that's your mother up there? She wanted a huge funeral, her daughter says, to be rolled down the aisle of First Presbyterian in a great white casket. Do you know how much one of those costs? I stare in disbelief at the human remains on top of the liquor cabinet. You mean the woman who gave birth to you, who never wanted to be cremated, is sitting with Buddy's bottle collection. Did she like to drink? Never touch the stuff. I know for certain this woman is sitting in the room somewhere, probably with sharp knitting needles. I say a silent prayer that I mean more than that to someone when I die. But who will take me? Who will take me out of? Who will take time out of their busy week to grant me my last wish and toss me over this edge of my sacred mountain? Will it be a loved one or some nice nursing assistant doing it because I remind her of her grandmother, or simply because she liked me and she'll miss me? I see the nursing assistant in navy blue scrubs under her too thin winter jacket and tennis shoes perched at the edge of the jagged mountain, 10,000 feet in the cold winter sky. As she opens my urn, she remembers I also requested a song. She sings Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, the only song she knows all the words to, the only song her mom ever listened to on the little portable radio record player in her bedroom. The sun begins to set and the mountain glows like a pink crystal. Her black hair blows in the wind, cheeks red from the intense cold. She wonders simultaneously why all the old people die so quickly in the winter and why her mom was so sad. She releases my ashes. I fly into the mauve sky. The chip glints in the dying sun. Crow catches it in midair and carries it to her nest. She tucks it in between juniper twigs, feathers, and twine, waiting for the day she cries and her children see her.